Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am very happy to give you meditation instruction. Today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start right now. So please take your seat and get settled. You may sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, as I am. Please take my word for that. Or you can sit in a chair, and that is fine. There are no extra points for sitting on the floor. And if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to answer a question that sometimes people ask me. A very brief answer to this question, I promise. And that question is about, to me personally, Susan, how did you know you were a Buddhist? How did you become a Buddhist? Something like that. Because I am. I have been officially, quote-unquote, a Buddhist since 1995. And very briefly, the answer to that question is, I was reading a book called The Heart of the Buddha by someone named Chogyam Trungpa. I'd never heard of this book. I'd never heard of this teacher. I just really liked the title, The Heart of the Buddha. What was in the Buddha's heart? I wanted to know. This is a long time ago. I still am fascinated by that question. Anyway, at some point in the book, I read something, and I'm paraphrasing, that said, the only possible spiritual path for you is your personal experience. In other words, nobody can tell you what it is. Nobody can say, these are the rules, and if you do 1, 2, 3, you will get to A, B, C. It's what you feel in the moment and how you relate with it and respond to it and work with it that is the path. It is beyond concept, meaning it's not conceptual. It's the path is in your actual experience of your life, not your thoughts about your life, not your theories, not your philosophies, not your beliefs. Has nothing to do with belief at all, actually. Faith, shockingly, has nothing to do with belief. Faith is what you have in your own experience as your path, as your reality, as the truth of right now. That is what you can have faith in. And that is, I have found over these many years, that is an indestructible truth. So when I read this, the only possible path is your personal experience. It was like a billion light bulbs went off, and I was like, that makes this, what, somebody makes sense. That makes complete sense. That's exactly what I think. I just didn't know I thought it until I read that. I must be a Buddhist. I didn't know that's what it was called. And then, you know, serendipity took over from that point. But that was the moment when, for me, I knew that this was the right path for me. And I wish for you, if you haven't experienced such a moment already, that exact same moment will happen for you, because it is itself a liberation. So, thank you for listening, and without further ado, let's do our practice. It is always good to start our practice by relinquishing all ideas about what this practice is and what it should be, and simply do it. Apply the technique. So the technique begins with the way you sit, and the basic idea is to sit up straight, but with a sense of ease and dignity, not with a sense of constriction and, you know, like, oh, I need to prove something by sitting up really straight. Not that. Just a sense of, this is me. This is who I am. And I am sitting down right in the middle of my life with its beauty and its sorrow and its confusion and its weirdness and its awesomeness. sitting down right in the middle of it. I'm not afraid to do that. I'm not afraid of my fear, as it were, which means you're welcome to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of that. I digress. Sit up straight with a sense of dignity. Let your hands rest just above the knee in some way that just feels simple and comfortable. And I want to ask you to let your belly relax a lot. And when you think it has relaxed, relax it a little bit more. And relax too the area around your heart, your chest and lungs, however you might want to think of it. Let this whole central area around the heart soften. And imagine that right in the center of your heart is a beam of golden light, bright light, that is simply radiating out like a little sun right in the middle of your heart, S-U-N. So let that, feel that warmth of a little sun radiating. The mouth is closed, which is awesome, because you don't have to say anything, which is awesome. It's so good not to have to say anything. So just let that silence fill you. So we're cultivating ease and warmth and stillness, simply in the way we sit. The eyes are open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front. Doesn't matter what's in that spot. Just let your gaze rest there. Most of the day, our gaze is not resting, it's darting. For very good reason. There's a lot of things we have to look at. But this is a chance to see and be still within the seeing at the same time, if that makes sense. So let all the muscles of the eyes, around the eyes, forehead and temples, let all those muscles just relax. And the crown of the head reaches up a little tiny bit. And reconnecting with this sense of radiance from the heart center, feel how around that you are breathing. Feel your body breathing. Imagine that with each inhale, the light increases, grows brighter. And with each exhale, it radiates out further. And stay with this sense, stay with this feeling of the body breathing. Very simple. You can trust that this brightening and radiating are happening without you trying. Let your mind be as it is. Mine happens to be filling with sadness right now. I can't tell you why. It's okay. Sometimes when we touch the depth and brilliance of our own hearts, it ignites a kind of emotional fire, I would say. It's no problem. You could be totally bored or angry. It's fine. I happen to be feeling this. You are entitled and welcome and invited to feel whatever it is you feel. And if you notice that your mind becomes absorbed in thinking about what you're feeling, it's because of this or that or whatever, that is irrelevant right now. Just let that go. Similarly, let go of any thoughts that are about, I should be doing this, I shouldn't be doing that. All thoughts, in fact, to return your attention to the rise and fall of breath. And if at any point you get lost, just let go and return to this sense of breathing. Thank you so much for your practice.